goes without saying, this is probably one of the most humbling honors I could have been given. I'm more than delighted to receive this this honor. I'm really at somewhat of a loss of words, which most people know me know that I know how to keep jabbing on as far as keep talking. But I'm going to keep it real short. I was very fortunate to be discovered by Reggie McKenzie and Harry Sidney through my film and watched me discover me from a young potential player from the University of North Carolina. They felt that I was strong enough contender to give Ron and Mike Holmgren the thumbs up as far as someone they would want to look at for the 1995 draft. I accepted the honor and opportunity when the contract was given to come and play for one of the most spectacular organizations that there's ever been, and have been so fortunate to just enjoy every moment that I get to spend, have had to spend, and get to spend in the Green Bay area, playing for the team, watching the team, rooting for my fellow teammates, current and former, and just being able to, again, enjoy a childhood dream of chasing after Super Bowl trophies, playing again for, again, the most respected and heralded program in all of sports, and in my eyes, the best organization for a young man to find himself being in the company of great men. They always kept, the Packers organization has always kept fantastic mentors for young players to grow and develop under and to be encouraged by. I can't not name some of the great ones who helped mold me into the player that I became and make me respect the game even more. Reggie White's, the Keith Jacksons, Don Beebe's, Robert Brooks, Anthony Gray, Anthony Morgan's, Charles Jordan's. I mean, it's just so many. Adam Timmerman, guys I played with, Antonio Freeman, Brian Williams, my 1995 draft class. All those guys, again, we rallied around each other. We learned to respect and play with each other. My big brother, Gilbert Brown, we break bread together. Santana Dotson taught me how to be, you know, social and humble. Again, these guys have gone forth and created a mystique about themselves, for themselves, in the Packer community. They did it when they were players. They keep doing it as veterans and have returned to make sure that they respect the fans first and foremost, because without the fans, we could not have the organization, we could not have the industry of professional football, professional sports. I always have to thank them for, again, consider me an unsung hero and all the things for those accolades. Thank you to the fans for always looking out for me and looking out for the Packers' best interest, always being willing to go in adverse conditions and support us consistently. And, again, I thank all fans for doing that week in, week out, regardless of whether we're on top or struggling to climb. They would show up for the games. The coaching staffs were willing to challenge us. Again, they gave us the opportunity. They believed in us to say we want these guys to be, and, again, I say me, to be a part of the organization, a part of the team, and gave me an opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills week after week. And again, to be highlighted in this capacity, to have a chance to go forth and, again, be remembered as a Packer legend of sorts. I just, again, I'm humbled because I get to go in and be recognized with some of the great names that have just, you know, been inspirational for me all through all my career. The Bart Starrs, the Willie Davises, the Ray Nitschke's, Willie Wood. Again, I can go on and on. Paul Hornings and such. And I just thank you for, again, recognizing me to be a part of the Packer Hall of Fame. Again, I'm very happy to go in with one of my former teammates, Mr. Marco Rivera. I'm very proud of him, Chip. You know, I look forward to hearing what you have to say. But, again, I look forward to again, enjoying that day of being honored, going into the Packer Hall of Fame with one of my former teammates. Again, because I know you earned the right to go. You went out there week in, week out, gave a body, blood, sweat, and tears. And again, we bled together. We worked together. But, again, it makes it that much more exciting for me to be able to be inducted into the Paul Packer Hall of Fame because I'm a team guy first. And, again, to be able to go in with one of my former teammates makes it, again, that much more special.
Thank you, William. Any questions for William?
William, this is Mike Vandermaus from the Press Gazette. You played in 188 career games. It ranks fourth in Packers team history. What was the secret to your longevity and being able to play that long?
The fear of not reaching my goals and reaching my expectations. And the coaching staff, again, would challenge us all the time. I have played for a lot of pride, and I played because my team wanted me to go out there and help them reach those goals. And I always was one, again, team-first mentality. I wanted to put my body and my mind second and let my team be able to be successful. And, again, knowing that that was my dream and my goal, my ambition, it made it easy to step on the field every week and just kind of cloud, you know, put shades over anything that could have been causing me to be distracted and focus on the fact that I wanted to be on the field and I wanted to play and I wanted to be out there enjoying the game for what it is, the best game that you could be a part of. It truly brings out the best in persons when they're out on the field. And, yes, it's a harsh and physical game, but, again, you play because you love it, and I did love it, and I still do.
Any other questions for William?
Hey, Will, Lance Davis, how you doing?
I'm good, Lance. How are you, man?
Hey, not bad. Just touch on where you were when you found out the news and emotions that ran through you when you found out that you're going into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I had a couple of mixed emotions. I actually found out a few weeks before. I'm somewhat surprised still, but I found out a couple of weeks ago, and it was important for me to find out a little earlier. Thank you. The panel of Hall of Fame panel had told me that there was a great potential for me being in, and they gave me a heads up. I have a high school coach. I've written some things about him and said thank you and some different publications about him to him. But he passed away, and one of his things on his bucket list, he recently passed of bone cancer. And one of his things on his bucket list was to witness me going into the Packer Hall of Fame. And so, fortunately for me, I found out the week prior to his passing, and I was able to tell him that it was going to happen. And I still don't think I'm deserving. I know so many guys that I played with that I really respect and thought they would be going in before me, but I truly am humbled and do appreciate and do accept the title of Hall of Fame Packer player, because it's just it's a special honor. And again, I'm just happy to have been part of the team that brought, you know, the Lombardi Trophy home to Lambeau, and hopefully this team this year can continue to fight and prosper and bring it home again. Because again, the Green Bay tradition is for championships and bringing championships home to the people. And I'm just hoping that my efforts can inspire some of those guys who are playing now to go out and reach their goals and potentials and bring the trophy back home.
Any other questions for William?
William, what is the name of it was a former coach who died of bone cancer?
His name was Vic Williams, and again, he I give him a ton of credit because he stepped into a young man's life when, again, I could have faltered and gone wayside, gotten, you know, straight from my desires, goals, and ambitions. But he was the first one to look at me. He watched me through all my little league careers and saw my potential. And when he saw me looking in the wrong direction, he was the man. I had my new father, but he was the man when I was away from home who would step up and force me to get back and focus. And again, he stayed with me all my life and through all my career, and he got to enjoy it while I was playing. But unfortunately, as his grandparenting years would have been his final joy, he unfortunately his life was taken a little short, way too short actually. And he just retired. He just had his first state championship last year, and unfortunately forced him to retire. And then most unfortunately took his life from him this past November. So, again, I will definitely be honoring him and dedicating, you know, any award, any accolade that I get, and this one in specific to him for all of his encouragement as a young man trying to go out there and reach his potential.
William, did you say Vic as in Victor?
Victor Williams.
Okay.
And was he a high school coach, or where did he coach?
He was my high school coach. He coached myself, Rudy Johnson, Ken Oxendine, and Ricky Hall. We were the four of his professional players that came out of my high school, Thomas Hill High School in Chesterfield, Virginia. I was the first, but again, his goal for me was that I'd be the first leading a lot more of my younger relatives, cousins, friends into reaching their dreams and potential. And again, we've got a great heritage of doing it. And I think before it's all said and done, we'll put out some more product.
William, how old was he when he died?
He just turned 60.
And he, you said he did coach your high school to a state championship last year?
Last year was his first state championship. Unfortunately, I didn't play my senior year. I was hoping to give him his first, but it wasn't meant to be. And I ended up sending out my senior year with an injury. And I was just so happy going back and helping root cheer the last year's team, 2009 teams on, not 2009, Thompson High School team on to their first state championship. And I got to celebrate again. He considered me as one of his sons, and I definitely consider him a father.
Any final questions for William?
William, if you had to single out, one highlight from your career, was it the Super Bowl win, or is there something else that stands out?
Super Bowl win, again, I'm going to quote Barry Sanders, and I thought this was one of the most touching things that I ever heard throughout my career, and it definitely hit point. Barry Sanders said he can give back any accolade, any Heisman Trophy, any Pro Bowl or All-Pro trophy or accolade for one Super Bowl trophy. And, again, to be able to say that I was part of the team that brought the Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay, back home. Again, we wanted to do it again. I know that some of my teammates have been struggling and trying to keep pursuing that trophy, that elusive trophy again. For us to have a chance to go out there and reach the highest level of success in football, in the NFL, the highest level of football, was one of the most amazing team events. And again, because I say team event, I emphasize team, we all celebrated and we all brought it back. And I lived under something that Willie Davis told me earlier in my career, was that when the team wins, everyone wins. I mean, that's when everybody's contracts and everybody's exposure and everyone's respect throughout the NFL community grows. So when a team wins a Super Bowl, everyone wins. Individuals can enjoy a trophy, but when the team wins a Super Bowl, everybody comes away with the prize, and that is the Super Bowl ring, and knowing that you were part of that, the team that actually completed the mission all the way through and reached it. And it just made it special. It made my entire career special because I got to respect it. 10 more years of chasing after a trophy that I never could get again. But at the same time, it was always fun getting back on the field, knowing that was my ultimate dream is to do it one more time and to bring it home.
Great stuff, William. Thanks.